This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. The elections will be held in 89 seats in 12 states, including one union territory in this phase. 20 Lok Sabha seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura, and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The Centre has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, in 8 districts of Nagaland and 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh, with effect from 1st of next month. It has also been extended to 21 police stations in 5 other districts of Nagaland and 3 police stations in another district of Arunachal Pradesh. Altogether, 10 candidates, including 6 in Shillong and 4 in Thura, are in the fray for the April 19th Lok Sabha elections in Meghalaya, with the scrutiny of nomination papers having been completed yesterday. Sitting MP Vincent H. Pala of the Congress is seeking re-election for the 4th consecutive term from the 1 Shillong parliamentary constituency. Other candidates vying for the Shillong Lok Sabha seat include State Cabinet Minister Mazel Amprim Lingdor for the National People's Party, Ricky Andrew J. Sinkan of Voice of the People Party, Robert Jun Karjarin of the United Democratic Party, besides 2 independent candidates, Lakhon Kumar and Peter Shalam. While sitting MP Agatha K. Sangma of the National People's Party is seeking re-election for the 3rd consecutive term from the 2 Thura parliamentary constituency, others contesting for the seat are legislator Saleng Sangma of the Congress, Zenit Sangma of the Trinamool Congress, and independent candidate Laben Mara. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the 60 Assembly Legislative Assembly and 2 Lok Sabha seats in Arunachal Pradesh were done yesterday. In total, 168 nominations were found valid for 58 Assembly constituencies. There are 8 candidates for the Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency, including BJP candidate and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and INC candidate Nabam Tuki. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls on 19th April to elect a new 60-member Legislative Assembly and 2 members of Parliament from the Arunachal West and East Lok Sabha seats. The Chief Electoral Officer of Meghalaya, BDR Tiwari, chaired a meeting yesterday through video conferencing with officers of government departments, police and other security forces. In the meeting, the CEO sought information from all the central agencies, state and district administrations on seizures of cash, alcohol, drugs and freebies during the ongoing model code of conduct in the state. The districts have informed that the flying squads and the static surveillance teams have already been put in place. They also assured that vigilance will be enhanced to curb the use of money and alcohol for the smooth conduct of the ensuing Lok Sabha elections 2024. The Subdivisional Magistrate of Sora yesterday promulgated Section 144 CRPC prohibiting assembly of 4 or more persons, carrying of arms and engaging in provocation actions within the Sora subdivision. The only exception to this is meetings and processions relating to the upcoming election to the Lok Sabha. Police probe is on into the killing of 2 persons in the bordering village of Ichhamati, East Khasi Hills District in Meghalaya. And Good Friday is being observed by the Christian faithful all over the world today. It is the Friday before Easter, the day on which Christians annually observe the commemoration of the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ. Special sermons on salvation and partaking in the Lord's Supper marks Good Friday. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong. Have a nice day.